Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought for the longest time Devin Williams couldn't pitch here. And I think a lot of Yankee fans felt the same way.
Yes.
And I believe the way his season concluded in September, the way he pitched in the playoffs until the bitter end when he came in with guys on base in game four against Toronto,
right.
I think Devin Williams did actually a pretty good job of shattering that narrative that he couldn't handle New York. I also think because you guys acquired, as you mentioned, David Bednar, you felt, okay, if he comes back, his role is as a seventh or eighth inning guy.
Yeah.
And I made a comment about this a few months ago, and it may have sounded weird, but I remember when Devin Williams showed up to Knicks opening night. Aaron Judge was there, and who was the other Yankee that was there? Was Aaron Judge?
Oh. Was it Cam Schlittler?
Yes.
With him and
yes.
Devin?
Yes.
I think you're right. So it's Cam Schlittler, it's Aaron Judge, and it's Devin Williams. And obviously, we're all making a big deal out of, Judge is there, Schlittler's there. And I remember saying to you, boy, I got to tell you, Teague, this guy loves New York. If this guy was who I thought he was, and a lot of us thought he was, he would have raced out of this town as soon as the season was over.
Right.
And so I think most of us eventually turned out to be wrong about Devin handling New York to the point, and this is the one thing I remember about our offseason plans. A few months ago, here on Evident Tiki, we all unveiled our Yankee offseason plan and our Met offseason plan. I couldn't get past something Sean said. Okay. A part of Sean's offseason plan was signing Devin Williams and giving him $20 million a year.
Wait, what did I say about Devin Williams?
I don't remember if you even included
him. I don't think I did either.
I don't think so.
He doesn't seem familiar, but did he come up in our free agent thing?
He did. He did. We'll reveal that answer maybe at another day.
All right, cool.
But I remember saying to Sean, you want this guy back? And he's like, yeah, I kind of trust him. And so I don't think you represent every Yankee fan by any stretch, but I think that you represented the part of Yankee fans who ended up warming up to him enough to where you were good with bringing him back, which would have sounded unfathomable in May.
I'm going to guess, Sean, a lot of that was because you look at Luke Weaver and you're like, all right, I can't trust him anymore. It's just there just weren't other options.
So, and this all ties together. First of all, your point about 20 mil, I completely misread what I thought because of a booming reliever market. I thought a lot of these guys would get paid a ton. I'm kind of shocked Devin Williams didn't get paid more.
Yeah.
But I'm an idiot, and that's fine.
He did pretty well, though.
He did well. But when I throw out $20 million a year over that night, I understand.
He's getting close to that.
I understand.
Right.
I understand. He didn't fully get that, but understand that.
Right.
There's two parts of my brain. Number one, I'm a big believer in how year-to-year major league relievers are. And knowing that Devin Williams had a bad year and got it together at the end gave me confidence that I do think Devin Williams will have a very good season next year, even with the New York Mets. Okay, that's not a Yankee Met thing. I was going to bank on that rebound. The other part of it is, man, that dude last year, how many gut punches, how many boos from the crowd, how much nonsense did you take? And it's pretty admirable that by the end of the year, he kept taking those licks, kept answering those questions, kept hearing those boos. And I was stunned as much as anybody that we got to October. He was as reliable as anybody not named David Bednar in that bullpen. And I think that says a lot about his mentality to go through what he went through last year in New York and stand above it in the end. Right. Man, there were a lot bigger, you know, losers on this team than Devin Williams by season's end. And that kind of showed me guts, and I wanted him back on that.
And I know a lot of jokes are going to be made about the Yankee Mets stuff. And there'll be some Met fans who take pride in taking a Yankee away, or Yankee fans who are going to mock the Mets for signing a former Yankee. What you just laid out is a part of the appeal of someone who played for the Yankees. Devin Williams has been New York battle-tested.
Yeah.
If the Mets signed Pete Fairbanks or Robert Suarez, two relievers I like, by the way, one of the questions I would bring up to you, or I would say it on the Rico, is, I don't know how he's going to handle New York. This guy's just experienced it. So one of the perks of taking a Yankee away isn't, ooh, I get to make fun of my brother. It's, that guy just experienced the challenges of New York.
When you think about, when you say that, though, you say playing in New York, it's part because of the atmosphere here, the sports fandom here, from both fan bases, but also the media pressure. So when you go from the Yankees to the Mets, does that lessen? Or is it more because of the up-and-coming, you know what I mean? Like the up-and-coming nature
Mets. A little bit. Here's the way I would frame the pressure of a Yankee and the pressure of a Met. If I'm trying my best to be an IBO here, I will be accused of not being. It's a little bit less, but it's still a lot. Like, the Mets are not the Nets. They're not the Islanders.
No.
They're almost co-equal to the Yankees, but they're not the Yankees.
But I was saying it might be worse only because the now hugely inflated expectation. Like, if you'd been here 5 years ago and you're on the Mets, it'd be like, okay, you know, good luck, man. Now it's like, dude, we need to win a championship.
Well, but you know what,
like,
I think
if you screw up, you're directly not helping us win a championship.
Well, there's two things about Devin Williams that are being affected here. Number one, and I think I will speak for 97% of Met fans. Very rarely do we all agree on something. Mm-hmm. Usually it's very split. I give you my opinion. It may not be the majority opinion. Most Met fans' opinions on the Devin Williams signing is, tell me if Edwin Diaz is coming back. If Edwin Diaz is coming back, we all love the move. Who wouldn't be enthralled by Devin Williams as an eighth inning guy, considering for 3 to 4 years he's been one of the best closers in baseball?
Right, not instead of.
If it's instead of, I think a lot of us are worried. A lot of us, and by the way, it's kind of unfair. Because between 2020 and 2024, Devin Williams was as good a closer as anybody in baseball.
Yeah.
It was negatively affected by what was not a great year for the Yankees last year, even if some of the underlying numbers tell you that he was a little unlucky. It doesn't matter. We still saw him pitch to a 5 ERA, right? It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So I think the opinion on Devin Williams has been affected twofold. Number one, I don't think we appreciate how good he was because of what he did last year. And B, is he replacing Edwin Diaz or not?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
If he's replacing Edwin Diaz, I raise my hand and tell you, I'm worried. If he's not, and it's in conjunction with Edwin Diaz, let's go. We got ourselves a bullpen. Is that not view of the situation?
That feels right, because that's what the Yankees were feeling.
Yep.
It's not like when he was instead of David Bednar, because David Bednar just wasn't here yet, it was like, oh, we're in trouble, man. What the hell are we doing with the closer? Luke Weaver isn't evolving into, like, what are we doing? And all of a sudden, he became the compliment to David Bednar. Is like, all right, yeah, let's go.
Right.
Your chest is puffed out. We don't have to worry about the back end of our bullpen anymore, because now he's coming to his own, and David Bednar is the guy. So it's the same exact feeling, to be honest with you.
He's a weapon. He's not a closer.
Yes.
And I think if you absorb it that way, you're pumped up if you're a Met fan.
Now, here's where we are underrating Devin Williams. We all are. I'm a part of it, too, because I can't ignore the fact that I watched the Yankees last year. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a part of what we do around here. In the 5 years, parts of five, six seasons he was in Milwaukee, not only did he save a grand total of 68 games, you know what his ERA was?
No, what?
Just guess. Career ERA of Devin Williams before he became a New York Yankee.
Before, I'm going to say it was 220.
220, very good. It's a good guess. But you're not close.
What was it?
1.83.
Wow.
I think we forget how good he was.
400 points off, man. That's close.
That's a half a run off, dude.
That's true, but whatever.
That's close.
It's not like it was egregious. It's not like I said 3.8.
The point is, we of all, Yankee fans, Met fans, I'm in this group too, I admit it, we underrate him because last year was mediocre. Because
when he was ours, we didn't like what we saw.
He wasn't the dominant pitcher he was in Milwaukee.
You're right. That's because Pete ruined him.
Yeah, Pete Alonso ruined him. That's right. So I think that this is another David Stearns move, much like the Marcus Semien trade, where it's all about what happens next before we really have a strong view on it. You keep Edwin Diaz, I think it's 98% approval rating. If they lose Edwin Diaz, and this is the replacement, dare I say, I think the numbers are far less.
First of all, Evan, I'm on your side of bringing back Diaz, but let me give you a third option.
What's the third
option? What about the combination of Robert Suarez and Devin Williams? Does that equal Edwin Diaz?
So I believe that if they lose Edwin Diaz, that's what's going to happen. I do. I do. I think if they lose Edwin Diaz, they will sign another top-line reliever. I don't know if it's Robert Suarez. It may be Pete Fairbanks.
Right.
It may be someone else.
So two guys are replacing Edwin. It's not Devin Williams replacing Edwin Diaz. It's two closers replacing Edwin.
No, you mean and Edwin and then someone else.
No, meaning if Edwin Diaz...
So two more?
No, if Edwin Diaz leaves...
Yeah, so two more are replacing him.
No, Devin Williams already.
Devin is one of them.
More guy, either Suarez or Fairbanks.
That sounds right.
Yeah,
For one.
That's what I agree would happen. Do I want that? No, because the worry you have about Robert Suarez and even Devin Williams in the role of being the closer is I don't think they're Edwin Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
And Edwin Diaz proved over the last few years, even with his downs, and trust me, he had plenty of downs. I was running this guy out of town back in 2019. He has proven such a reliability that, no, I don't prefer that. But I do think that's what would happen. I think the Mets are trying to bring Edwin Diaz back. I think that he's asking for a fifth year. The Mets don't want to give him a fifth year. Will the Dodgers give him a fifth year? Will the Blue Jays? I have no idea. I think there's a world in which he's gone. There's a world in which he stays. But the Mets are in a much better place if he stays. That's where we're at. But the move last night was a good move.
Mm.
It's just all dependent on what happens next. That's really what it comes down to. Oh, Tommy. Should I do it now or should I do it later?
Do it later.
Do what?
Always.
Should I do it now or should I do it later?
Always do it now.
Why don't do it next year?
Tommy.
What?
I have some clips I'd like to play.
Uh-oh.
And here's what's kind of challenging. Tommy controls the clips, so I have to ask him nicely to play a certain clip. So I have a few Tommy Lugauer clips from this past season that I would like to play and, of course, have Tommy have a fair chance to respond. You can choose which one you want to play. You want to play the Devin Williams' finish clip or the Pete Alonso broke Devin Williams clip? It's your call. Go ahead.
We all know Pete Alonso broke him, whether it's tipping his pitches or whatever the case may be. He can't handle New York. He can't handle the big moment.
He can't handle New York. He can't handle the big moment. Okay, give me one more Tommy Lugauer clip from this past year.
Devin Williams, as we know it, is finished.
Oh.
With the Yankees.
Wow.
You want to kind of defend yourself? Because those are your words.
Definitely.
Go ahead.
I think it's, to take Sean's point and take it a step further, I think it's admirable that Devin Williams didn't run from New York. Like, he could have easily said he's got me screaming on the radio. How many Yankee fans? Mm-hmm. Other than Anthony Volpe, Devin Williams was public enemy number one. He could have went back to Milwaukee, went to a mid-market team. He said, you know what? I'm going to stick around here because I am tougher than people are suggesting. I can handle New York. And if Edwin Diaz does leave, I don't want him to. I could be the closer of the Mets. I can handle the big stage. So to me, that shows a guy that can handle New York because he didn't run away from New York. You're smiling. I thought that was a great answer.
He ran from New York. He went to Queens. He didn't really go to New York.
Well, who knows where he stayed and is living.
I know we talk about the Mets here because we're New York sports fans, but they're not like, when you think of New York, you think of the Yankees and the pressure comes with it.
Okay, then there's no pressure coming with the Mets. There's zero.
Not really.
They're the bananas. There's no pressure with the Mets?
I mean,
there's a ton of pressure.
The Savannah Bananas.
In fact,
win
if there's
more.
Even if we learn anything from Juan Soto, the Yankee fans will have deranged syndrome with Devin Williams, and they'll be more focused on his appearances than they will David Bednar. Am I wrong?
Well, here's where you're wrong.
I don't know if they. I don't know if the Yankees really claim. They don't claim him really.
They. It's not you know the what? Same. But here's why, Tiki. Devin Williams was great before Evan laid it out. He was great before he got to the Yankees, and then he wasn't great with them. So how dare he be great with another team? The Yankee fan wants Devin Williams to be our problem. They want us to go through the same thing that they went through with Devin Williams. If he thrives, it will bother them.
Can you do me one more favor?
Yeah.
Can you play those clips one more time? I need to hear it again.
There's a third one. Do you want?
Oh, there's a third one I forgot about?
Fired up.
Go ahead. Devin Williams is worse than Ryan Helsley?
1,000%. 1,000. We went higher than 100. I didn't realize there was higher than 100. 1,000%.
Can you play those three clips again? The audience needs to hear it as we judge if Tommy is a flip-flopper or if Tommy evolved with Devin Williams. Go ahead.
We all know Pete Alonso broke him, whether it's tipping his pitches or whatever the case may be. He can't handle New York. He can't handle the big moment. Devin Williams, as we know it, is finished.
That's the t-shirt one.
Devin Williams is worse than Ryan Helsley?
1,000%.
Wow. Wow.
This is rough.
Yeah. It's crazy that Pete Alonso broke him and only one of those guys is a Met right now.
I mean, it's possible.
Thank God he's a Oriole Helsley.
Yeah. Almost forgot about that. Ryan Helsley's an Oriole, ladies and gentlemen. That's a tough one to come back from, Tommy.
Mm. Put it on a t-shirt then. What do you mean it's a tough one to come back from?
We don't want to outlay the expense.
No.
Yeah. How many times
going to care?
How many t-shirts does one need with this takes, though?
Yeah. I think that the Jalen Brunson one was unique enough. You saying Devin Williams sucks, right. Like everyone was saying it.
Right. When he established himself as a star, then we'll get the t-shirt made.
All right. If everyone
then
was
it'll
saying
it, be worth it.
Yeah. So if everyone was saying it, then why am I the one on trial here? And I already told you.
Because
why.
You're the one who gave your opinion that you love the move.
Right. I do love
if
the
you,
move.
Because you're a generational talent, Tommy.
Exactly.
That's why.
If you had come on and said, look, while I'm positive, Tommy, I hate this move. I think the guy's broken. I think the guy stinks. I don't want him here. I'd say, I wouldn't even play the clips. I'd say, okay, that's Tommy's opinion. But because you completely contradicted yourself, I had to play the clips and see what's evolved. And I don't know what really has evolved because those comments that you made, the Ryan Helsley, Devin Williams, Lugash debate series, which we had, was in the middle of September. It wasn't in July. Obviously, he was traded for in late July. You did it, like, recently. Devin Williams has barely pitched since that debate series. And you said he's broken, and he's finished, and he can't handle New York. And now you like the move. It's just weird.
Evan, it's been a common phrase that's been used today, and I'll use it here. No comment. I have no comment. I've already said what I have to say. I have no further comments about it.
All right. Well, we hold everybody accountable here. So if you have clips of me, Tiki, or Sean saying things about Devin Williams, you can certainly play it back for us. But you have to find it and then send it to us because that's how it works. Right. I can't find everything.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.